In today's scriptures, they challenge our understanding of justice. When we think of justice, our tendency is to be legalistic. This is especially evident in our gospel story for today about the workers in the vineyard working many different hours for the same daily wage. That seems to just be wrong to me, and I imagine it does to you also. It goes against our understanding of what is just and fair. If I worked in the vineyard all day, I should be paid more than someone who only worked a few hours. I mean, that's the way it works, right? That's what makes sense to me. However, if I was the one that only worked a few hours, I'd be rejoicing and getting the full day's pay. And I think it depends on a person's perception of the situation. Even though all workers were paid the same by the owner as agreed to and justly, they were not cheated, but they felt cheated. They were being legalistic and not realizing that each one of them is loved equally by God. To help better understand the gospel story for the day, we can look for the first reading from the prophet Isaiah. In this short reading, the prophet tells the scoundrel to forsake his ways and his wicked thoughts, that he should ask the Lord for mercy. And if, like me, you think the gospel story is unjust to the workers who worked all day in that vineyard, then Isaiah is not only talking to Israel, but he's talking to us today. The rest of the passage explains why we need to ask for God's mercy. It says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts." Isaiah tells us that we don't think as God thinks. We look at God through the lens of our limited understanding of God's way. We are prejudiced due to our understanding of our human conditions and ways, and we try to apply that thinking to God, and we are trying to make God in our image, not His. We try to put God in a box of our understanding, our limited understanding of who God is. Now, the scriptures have a way of challenging that understanding of God. When we don't understand the scriptures, that is the point that we need to dig deeper into them to find that great pearl of value in the Word of God. I believe the greater the challenge, the greater the return. Only through God's grace do we receive understanding. Understanding scriptures requires work on our part to get to that pearl of wisdom embedded in those words on the page. The meaning behind the words is reserved for each one of us individually, but only when we're ready to hear them. 4 weeks ago in the gospel, Jesus asked Simon Peter in the gospel story, "Who do you say that I am?" Jesus said in reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." Remember what Jesus shared about God's revelation to Peter as I read the next few verses of the Gospel of Matthew. "From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." When Jesus said this to Peter, Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord. No such thing should ever happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You're not thinking as God does, but as human beings do." Now, Jesus did not tell Peter to get lost or to go to hell, but he had to change his way of thinking. He told Peter to get behind him and to follow me. Take my example. You know, I believe that Satan is constantly at work in our lives, trying to get us to follow him. He lies to us and tricks us into believing those lies. After a while, hearing the lies over and over again, they become our truth, especially if it fits our personal interests or desires. The devil is the master of deception. In the gospel today, he uses our greed and sense of fairness to question God, who is a landowner who hires the workers for the vineyard all day long. Even though the workers were paid a fair wage, they were still disgruntled workers because of the illusions they were being treated unfairly. This shows the tricks that Satan uses to separate us from God's way. Our own road to perdition comes a path of our own making by taking one little step at a time. But God, even when we're not listening to him, is always calling us home, calling us to repent and ask for mercy. This, I believe, is a message that we should take away from today's gospel. No matter when in life we turn to God and ask for his mercy, we are rewarded the same. We are welcomed to his kingdom. It is not conditional on how long we have been followers of Jesus or how long we have worked in the vineyard of Christ. How would that even work? You know, my conversion to the Catholic faith happened late in life. It was after I separated from the Air Force. I started working at General Dynamics. Had a good job, making a decent living, but still I felt there was something missing in my life, this void in my life. And I sat with this woman who's a single mom, had two little girls, and she was Catholic. Now, she wasn't overly religious, but I knew she was Catholic and I knew how she lived her life. And her person spoke to me. The way she acted, the way she treated her Catholic faith and embraced her Catholic tradition spoke to me. I realized this is what's missing in my life. She, like all of you, are just living your Catholic faith, sharing God's love with others. And thank you for that. That's what brought me into this Catholic Church. Just remember, we're all workers in the vineyards doing God's work and receiving God's wages, which is his love. No matter what time we show up on the vineyard in our life journey, we are loved equally.